in the D-Sand.
Hello, and what's this pop-up podcast from The Devil of Detail? I'm Rob Parkinson, and I'm here talking all things Salford Devils. Salford Devils are out of the Challenge Cup, beaten away at Hull Kingston Rovers. They went down to defeat 40 points to nil. I spoke to Paul Rowley in the press conference after the game. This is what he had to say.
Coach's Corner.
Right, Paul, out of the cup, defeated by Hull Kingston Rovers. Thoughts on the game?
You should always start with defence, and obviously defensively we was everything we spoke about not being, so we was disconnected defensively. OKR started with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of emotion in the place, obviously, and they started with a lot of emotion, and we never regained control of that. I think it spooked us, and OKR were very good, and we were way off defensively. Our commitment to defend and be connected and work for one another, we got beaten every area, so I can have no complaints about anything other than our performance. You know, we were that. OKR was very good, and you know, we take our hats off to OKR. It was a good day for them, it was a bad day for us. Yeah, it happens, doesn't it? And I guess the ability to be consistent in your emotions, and in your, you know, how you go about your game, your energy. Sometimes you have them days, you know. So we were just disconnected from start to finish in attack and defence. But you build your game through defence, and we were poor defensively. You know, it's a simple game. They said, don't they? And run hard and tackle hard, and we didn't do either of them.
You beat tonight. Disappointed, but obviously you've got some good characters in that dressing room. You talk about it a lot. Looking to the reaction next week?
Yeah, like I said before, we just need to build back up, have an honest review, and ultimately it comes down to fundamentals. OKR, you know, the world wasn't the razzle dazzle. They just ran hard and defended with a lot of enthusiasm. So they were very good, and we need to fix them areas up.
Yeah, obviously not getting possession in, you know, their territory is a big thing,
isn't it?
When you come here, struggle,
isn't it? It's a big thing anywhere. You need territory, and it's a sign of the dominance. But the more aggressive team generally wins them sort of things, them sort of battles. And they were the more aggressive team, more enthusiastic team. Yeah, it worked us, and they beat us in every facet. And does it get any more complicated than that, Rob? Does it?
No. Lee, next week, opportunity to bounce back.
Always again, honest review, and start work again. That's the beauty of a long season, is it? So. But unfortunately for us, it was knockout football, so it was a dream course for another year.
So that was Paul Rowley talking to me after the game. I also spoke to Chris Atkin, Sam Stone and Kay Cust. And this is what they had to say.
So I'm joined by Chris Atkin. Defeat tonight. Thoughts?
Very disappointed, obviously. You know, you have to turn up in the cup. You get one chance every year. And obviously tonight we didn't really show our true selves. We never really got going, and we probably only got ourselves to blame. OKR turned up and we didn't, and that's probably not taking anything away from them because they did play well, but we didn't show our true selves.
Yeah, struggled to make territory, difficult place to play, crowds on top here as well. Obviously another year of Challenge Cup dreams to think about.
Yeah, really disappointed. It's something, you know, every year in pre-season I think about, like, obviously the Challenge Cup winning something would be amazing, but that Challenge Cup, obviously getting to the final a few years ago with Salford, and it would mean a lot, like personally, and obviously it's another year. You're really disappointed, obviously, not just with the performance, like you say, with it being in the cup as well.
Yeah, but you've got some good characters in this squad. Opportunity to bounce back next week against Lee.
Yeah, we've got to turn ourselves around. They come thick and fast, and there's not, obviously, we've done all right in the league so far. Obviously lost last week against Wigan, which was a tough one to take. And again, we're going to have to dust ourselves down over the weekend. And I think with how we know what roles and Ags and Christy are like, they'll be straight on us on Monday to get ourselves back up. Train hard and prepare for Lee, who are a quality side.
Yeah, fielding at full-back as well when Ryan Brawley went off, obviously. Dodgy conditions, wind, rain, it's a difficult job, isn't it, that back there?
Yeah, it's obviously not ideal losing a player like Ryan in the middle of a game like that where you're trying to get back into it. So hopefully he's okay, and you know, we prepare for next week, like you say, and if that position needs need to play again, then I'd need to, you know, do a bit more practice maybe this week. So we'll see.
Thanks for talking to us tonight, and see you soon. I'm joined by Sam Stone. Defeat tonight, out of the cup, thoughts?
Oh, mate, yeah, we weren't good enough tonight. Credit to them, though, they played well. They didn't really give us a chance. We made a poor error to start the game, and you know they kept their foot on the throat for the whole game.
Yeah, obviously tough conditions against a, you know, a real passionate crowd as well. Just couldn't quite get going, could we?
No, they used the wind well to their advantage to start the game, and felt like we really couldn't get out of our end, and made it tough.
Yeah, obviously got some good characters in the squad though. Opportunity to bounce back after this defeat.
Yeah, that's it, mate. You know, if there is a positive out of it, you know, we can use those weeks to freshen up a little bit and really focus on getting ourselves into a good spot for the playoffs.
Yeah, Lee next week, Derby Day, form the club for yourself. Yep. Opportunity to right or wrong there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I always like playing against Lee. They're struggling with a few injuries themselves, but I won't doubt they're going to be a tough game.
Thanks for talking to us tonight. Unlucky, and we'll see you next week. So we're joined by Cade Cuss. Defeat tonight, out the cup. Thoughts?
Yeah, it was very disappointing, mate. Yeah, I didn't go for plan from the start, and we were very disappointing. So, yeah, a lot to work on next week. Just pretty gutted, to be honest.
Yeah, obviously, conditions as well. But a bit of rain, bit of wind, passionate crowd. Just couldn't quite get going, could we?
There's no excuse. I thought we prepped really well. Coaching staff got us all ready for the game, and just didn't click today.
Yeah, obviously got some strong characters in that dressing room. Gonna have to bounce back next week.
Yeah, we won't get our head down. Not at all. We'll have a big hard work for the training, and then we'll come out firing against them.
Yeah, how have you found yourself coming into this Salford side?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, mate. They've welcomed me really good, and I'm just hoping we have a successful league season. So yeah, that's where all our focus will be going to.
Yeah, obviously partnering Mark Steed as well. You two sort of combining.
Yeah, he's been exceptional. I think he's top of men still. Keep getting into about how many men in the matches, and it's just credit to how he's been playing, and hopefully we can kick on as a team and do something special.
Lee next week in the Easter game. You know, big derby. Excited for that?
Yeah, definitely. They're a quality side. We've got quality players across the park, so we're gonna have to have a look at ourselves in training and just work hard and then come out and put a performance in front of their own crowds.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us tonight. Unlucky, and see you soon.
Our ladies were also in Challenge Cup action this weekend. They went down to defeat away at Cardiff Demons. I spoke to head coach Mike Grady about the result, and this is what he had to say.
Coach's Corner.
Yeah, again, it was another tough day at the office against... let's be honest, a very, very good Cardiff side who'd probably compete in Super League. They had a fantastic result against Barrow last week. And again, for us, it was another defeat. But we learn from it, and that's what we do with every game we play. It was tough. We made an error from kickoff, and that seems to have been the story of the season. We just seemed to struggle to hold onto the ball. Our completion rates have been poor each game we've played, and that's something that we've got to work on. The players know that they need to work on it individually and as a group, and we'll do that going forward. But we take, as I've just touched on, we take the positives from it going into the Barrow game in a couple of weeks. We've got this weekend off, which gives us a chance to recharge our batteries. And then the following week we play Barrow at home. So looking forward to that. We will fix things up in training as we do week in, week out. Struggling a little bit at the moment injury-wise, and we are down to our last 17 players, last couple of games, so it's been tough with injuries and unavailability. And we have a squad which is predominantly about... it's massively different anyway from last season. We've got a lot of new players in, players from rugby union who are still learning the game, so... it's an opportunity, it'll take time, but we'll get there. It does allow us to focus on the league, because we have had two defeats, so it's not looking likely that we'll progress in the cup, which is something, again, that we want to do. But that doesn't look like it's going to be the case. We'll give it our all against Barrow, we'll go for the win, but then week after, I think we play Bradford Bulls at home in the league. So we play Barrow, focus is on Barrow at the moment, but then after that focus turns onto the league, and then we're looking forward to getting back into league action as well as the cup in a couple of weeks. But the league is the focus now if we are out of that Challenge Cup competition. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to Barra, looking forward to getting back into the league against Bradford, and we'll go from there. But I assure you, we will get better. We're learning each week, and we'll take plenty of positive going forward into the last cup game and into the league as well.
So that was Mike Grady talking to us after the Cardiff Demons defeat for our ladies. So our reserves were also in action this weekend at home to Lee Leopards. Unfortunately, went down to defeat 8 points to 18. We'll have more about that in the main podcast this week. So big thanks for joining us, and we'll see you soon for more Salford Devils chat on your Devil in the Detail.